10 is really high, but I am taller, so I hope you can hear me. You are very welcome for my presentation, and I would like to thank everybody to interest in. I am Ekrem Özlü from Turkey. I am studying in the Department of Plant Science in South Dakota State University under supervision of Dr. Sandeep Kumar. And my study is about the impact of manure application on soil health and crop yield under corn soybean rotation in South Dakota. I would like to start with outline, and more organization for me is more important because I think it's good organization give us more efficiency. So I would like to explain a little bit what will I talk about. First of all, I will start with introduction to give some feedback, and then I will mention some study objective that's what I am focusing on this study, and then I will try to describe my study locations and continue with material methods that what way I am following. Then I will have some information for my results that try to analyze and give some outcomes from my research, then have some summarized, and also thanks for everybody that they helped me at the end. And let's start a little bit from introduction. Improving soil nutrients are essential for sustainable agriculture and to get higher yield. As you know, soil is a dynamic system which is working together with all parameters. So any treatment we try to put in this system, that we have to care about all parameters, that we shouldn't forget that those parameters are working together, and this relationship is really important for us. Addition of the manure to the soil can improve the soil nutrients, soil health, and crop yield. So as we know, the nutrients in the soil is very important, but there is something more important than is the availability of the form of these nutrients in the soil that can taken by plants. And for this point, that manure has been shown to excellent source of the plant nutrients. And I will continue with study objective, that's to assess the influence of manure on soil properties, including NPK contents and crop yield under long term, which is 10 years corn soybean rotation in South Dakota. Here is my locations. I have two different locations. One of them is located in Brookings County in Feld Farm Research Center of South Dakota State University, with 24 plots distributed in random block design. Plot dimension, as you see, is 6 meters to 18 meters. And also I have second location in Southeast Farm Research Center of South Dakota State University, which is located in Beresford County, and also has 24 plots in complete design block, randomly complete block design. And I also have treatments, 6 different treatments, which include 3 different manure treatments and 2 fertilizer and also 1 control. And in here, I will mostly focus on the first location in the Brookings County because of the time. And I will also focus on my most in nutrient management and crop yield to summarize and to make understandable much more clear. First of all, my material and methods. I got sampling. This study is still going on in around 12 years I am working on, but my data will include the 10 years from 2003 to 13. And I get my soil samplings after harvesting. I applied my manure in the spring, and each samples from each plot were mixed together and composite from 3 different points in the plots. Soil samples were extracted from two depths, which is 0 to 15 centimeter and 15 to 60 centimeters. And I also will analyze the crop yield, NPK contents, zinc sulfur content, pH, salt, and also I will look at the texture and, of course, organic matter content. First of all, let's look at what is our material, which is manure, has some nutrients. I mostly use dairy manure, which, as you see, has some nutrients over there, and total nitrogen is 15.9 pounds per ton. And the other parameters we can also see. And this means these parameters has included in the manure that we used in our land. Secondly, so, okay, we are using some nutrients and we are using manure has some nutrients inside, and also we are looking to soil has some nutrients, and how do we get these nutrients, how much manure we are applying. In here we can see, we get calculation these manure, like manure P is means we get calculation depend according to phosphorus content in the manure for that treatments. And manure and mean is we get calculation this manure according to the nitrogen, and manure 2N means we get calculated manure according to nitrogen, and which is 2 times of the recommended manure. And when we calculate this manure, we use the South Dakota DENR sheets, which is focusing the yield goal, and depend according to yield goal we are calculating this much manure we need to apply. How do we get in the field calculate the manure? As we see on the pictures, we measure by these buckets and then apply on our field and mix by this king, which depth is 0 to 15, 15 to 60 centimeters. Result, I will try to analyze some of my data here. That one of them is get analyzed in 2003, before then any applications. The second one in 2013, after 10 years, and we highlighted, we can see in 2 times recommended manure according to nitrogen give us very clear results. There is some increasing in the salts, but it's not that much big deal for 0.6, is not that big high value. But when we compare our treatments, we can clearly see the 2 times manure give us more yields and more nutrients in the soil. We can see some points that like high fertilizer or 1 times manure can some specific times can give us some good data. But in the long term, we will see next slides that in the long term trends, our 2 times manure much more clear for our study. First of all, I will secondly focus on the organic manure content. With the yellow or orange, I don't know how you can see over that. I can say orange is 2003's data, and green one is 2013 data. And most likely in 2003, our data for organic matter content is almost similar for each plot. But when we come back to in 2013, we can see in 2 times organic manure give us more organic matter contents compared to the others. Secondly, we have pH data here, and it shows us that in 2003 data with red color and 2013 data with blue color. And the interesting here, high fertilizer is getting decreased in the pH more than others. And also fertilizer, that means a half of treatments comparing the high fertilizer give us also a big decreases in the pH. And the last one is 2 times manure according to nitrogen. The next one is phosphorus. When we look at phosphorus, also we can see same trend for 2 times manure according to nitrogen is giving us a higher contents of the phosphorus, and then its same direction is that 1 times manure according to nitrogen give us secondly, and others almost good trend, but they are almost similar trends. But in here, the clear things is 2 times manure according to nitrogen give us more phosphorus content. Very interesting slide is here, like yields. As I said, I am working on the rotation, which includes soybean and corn. So I separate the corn and soybean to see our data is much more clear here. And when we look at the tables, we can see in the beginning our yield was 31, around 32, but in 2003 for soybean. When we look at the 2013 in soybean for 2x manure, we can see 50.7. And also the other treatments all can increase our yield. But when we look at also corn in same trend in 2004 and 2010, I'm not looking for 2012 because in 2012, as I said, we have many effects and impacts from our environment. And in that year in South Dakota was very dry. So that can give us some differences. So I would like to look at the 2010s is 178 is we can see there is increasing according to other, like we can look at phosphor or fertilizer, that's not that much big increasing. As a conclusion, nutrients from either manure and or fertilizer increased in long-term yields over the check at Beersford and Brookings. So in this point, I can say we have same trends for Beersford also. So we can exactly say that this trend is making each other corrections. In general, higher manure rates produced higher yield as expected when phosphor is added in excess removal grain phosphor. Soil test levels increase both manure and fertilizer nutrients. It means like if we calculated our manure according to phosphor and we applied, and also we calculated our manure with like 1x recommended manure, and also we calculate for 2x recommended manure, and we saw more manure give us more yields comparing the others. And also here, higher, as I said, higher manure have been decreasing pH as we see in the graph, and also increasing organic matter levels. I would like to thank you very much for my personal financial support, which is Department of General Directorate of the Agricultural Research and Policy of Turkey, and also the Ministry of National Education of Turkey. And I would like to also thank you very much these studies founded by South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, South Dakota Agricultural Experimentation Stations, and Southeast Farm, South Dakota Research Farm, Soil Testing Lab, and South Dakota Soil Fertilizer Projects, and also my advisor and all helpers for my these projects. I would like to thank you very much for that.
Okay, thanks, Echo. We have time for one or two questions.
First of all, medium texture mean is silty loam. That mean is most likely in when we look at the texture, we can say is the best part of the texture. That mean medium means is silty loam. For the others, we can see same trends in the control plots comparing the others, like is increasing also. Because as I said, we have plots in like 6 meters to 18 meters or 4 meters to 20 meters. And these plots are next to each other and is randomly complete design. And the soil is the dynamic system which is open for all the effects from environment. Control is like getting some effects from the other plots, and that can give us some data, of course, will increase. But when we look at is not increasing like same trend, like in 2x manure yields higher means is in the control getting effect from that, but not exactly all the effects from the manure. So there is some differences on that.
Okay, thank you very much, Ekrem.
Thank you very much for everybody. If you have any question or comments, I can accept after this presentation also.
Okay, thanks.